have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
Hello, my name is Olivia Trent.
And I am Talijah Lee. Today we're going to be discussing the I Have a Dream speech by Martin Luther King Jr.
We will also touch on the relevance of the speech in today's society.
First off, I would like to say that personally I do not feel that racism has been abolished or that the topic of racism has gotten any better over the years. How do you feel, Olivia?
I definitely agree with that statement. People are still treated differently just because of the color of their skin. And it's not just African Americans being treated differently. Everyone is treating everyone differently.
The disunity in the world has definitely become more broad. I feel like the civil rights movement did not completely do what it was intended to do.
Well, let's just take a second and think about the civil rights movement. African Americans trying to come together to stop racism. Also, the civil rights movement and the speech in a way tied together. In the speech, he says, "We will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream." Initially, he is saying justice should be as simple as water rolling down a stream, which is something that is so simple. It's not hard to treat everyone equal.
In the speech, he uses a lot of repetition. "We will not be satisfied." There was a couple points that he made. He was saying that initially they will not be satisfied until they have their rights that they were promised in the Declaration. There are still many current issues involving people of color today, and there's still a lot of discrimination in the world.
Along with what he said in the speech, he talks about police brutality. He mentions that we cannot be satisfied with the unspeakable horrors of police brutality, and this still happens today. In 2018, there were multiple, things that happened. Yeah, shootings of African Americans and white cops. And it's sad that even though it happened then, it's still happening now.
I feel like people are more reluctant to say anything or make it more of a noticed issue. And everyone has their own perspectives on these types of situations, but I feel like people don't really do anything about it.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. I feel that he said this in hopes of having people realize this country is supposed to be based off of freedom, much like what the Declaration of Independence said and is intended to be.
Yeah, and his repetition of "I have a dream" really emphasizes his urge for things to be as promised in the Declaration of Independence, which was a promise that all men would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. He says that America has defaulted on this promissory note.
And not only is there repetition of "I have a dream," there's also some for "Let freedom ring" and "brotherhood." And if you ask me, those words show unity.
Yes, the whole idea of this speech is about unity and the coming together of the races. In the speech it says, "I still have a dream." It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. He wanted to express how this nation has not been giving people equal treatment and how they are still hoping and waiting for the day they will get to one day live the American dream.
When we went to Washington, D.C. and saw the Martin Luther King Jr. statue, it was such an amazing thing to see. And reading his speech makes the topic so much more real. Being able to see such a monumental person in such a, big way is something that excites me.
And not only seeing the statue, we got to see the reflective pond and the Lincoln Memorial seems unreal, because that is where he gave the speech. And just thinking about all the people that were there, just standing in that area.
And not only does he talk about equality, I feel like when he talks about the work conditions and how it really shows how bad the time was, he mentions the, in quote, "sweltering summer." He talks about how he can't let anything escalate to getting violent. He says, "The marvelous new militancy which has engulfed the African-American community must not lead us to destruct of all white people." And this, I really feel like he is saying we cannot be cruel to white people as they were to us, because that would not make the situation any better.
And he mentions that not all white people were against them, and some were actually trying to make things right as well. In the speech it says, must not lead us to distrust of all white people, for many of our white brothers, as evidenced by their presence here today, have come to realize that their destiny is tied up with our destiny. He does not want people to get violent and also does not want to show hate towards the whites, because not all of them agree with the conditions African Americans were experiencing in this time.
Along with that, the situation would have not gotten any better. It would have been an endless cycle, and who knows when it might have stopped.
Initially, this was a huge statement. Martin was expressing their demand for a change and saying they were not going to stop fighting for their rights. In the speech, he says, "As a protest to degenerate into physical violence, again and again, we must rise to majestic heights of meeting physical force with soul force." I feel that he was saying they need to continue fighting for their rights peacefully. And even though they will get physical punishment, they need to use peaceful tactics no matter what.
And even though the situation of racism and discrimination has gotten better, it hasn't been completely fixed. There are still problems with, you know, African Americans and white people.
I agree. I also feel that these issues are bigger than people think. There are some people who don't think there are problems with this kind of stuff anymore, and others who notice it but don't say anything about it. The people who try to speak up about racial problems always get shut down.
And I feel like it could be this way because some people are raised to think that discrimination and racism is right, and some are raised to know that equality is the right way to go. And I feel like when he said, "I have a dream that my four little children will one day grow up in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character," I feel that he is explaining and telling us that people are judging us just because of the pigmentation in their skin. No one can help what race they are born to be, so we might as well all treat each other equally.
Also, back on the topic of growing up, people can't help what they are taught when they are young or what they are raised to believe is right. But there's a certain instinct to it because as you get older, you learn how to tell what's right and what's wrong. And I feel that racist people that discriminate others grew up like that, and they don't try to see how it is wrong. And it's not only African Americans. I know there has been some issues with immigrants and how they are being treated badly in America.
With all of that being said, even though racism and discrimination as a whole has not been fixed completely, it has gotten better. Like Martin Luther King said, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
We hope that you have learned something from this and have maybe developed a new take on this topic.
Thank you for listening! But, with all that being said, even though racism and discrimination as a whole has not been fixed completely, it has gotten better. Like Martin Luther King said, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
Martin was a very intelligent man, and there is so much meaning behind this speech. His use of repetition and figurative language really makes a huge difference in the speech. But we hope that you have learned something and gotten a new take on this topic.
Thanks for listening!